Out of the box today, we have Caitlin Jacobson, 4-H Youth Development Education, make that extension educator. I got education in there. It just didn't appear in the right spot there. Caitlin, welcome in to Mugs today. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Haven't seen you in a while. You're actually filling in for Randy because Randy forgot to put it on his calendar, right?
We all work together, you know, so yeah.
It's
very timely, though. We do have some 4-H stuff to talk about, so this is great.
I was kidding you. You'll just have to hit Randy up sometime.
Yeah.
Say, you know, that time back in April where I pinch it for you. It's time for you to pinch it for me. Anyway, thanks for coming in and on short notice. And we have, of course, you do these take-home projects, you call them, 4-H take-home projects.
Correct.
So we have one coming up in May. So tell us what we have the opportunity to make in May.
Yeah, so we started doing these 4-H take-home project kits back in October of 25. But for our take-home project for May, we are offering paracord water bottle handles and bracelets. You can make both, or you can sign up for one. But just kind of a great opportunity to get kids involved and mm-hmm. do a 4-H project at home on your own time. Everybody has busy schedules, so just our way of making 4-H projects convenient and showing that it doesn't have to be as difficult as you think it might be, not just one more thing on your to-do list. Hopefully parents and kids both appreciate the opportunity, but they are due by May 4th. You need to register by May 4th, and you just come and you pick up the kit at the office. They'll be ready to pick up the mm-hmm. third week of May, and then you can take them home and do them whenever it works for you.
Sounds good, and something, if you really have that creative bug, it sounds like something that helps you fulfill that that creative bug.
And that's
urge.
Where we do give step-by-step instructions along with the kit. Mm-hmm. So if it's not something you're familiar with at all, maybe you're a parent that's like, I have no idea how to do that. Hopefully this is
have
the
no
instructions.
Fear. Instructions.
Yeah,
are
instructions
here.
Will be there. Mm-hmm. And hopefully, depending on the age of the child, maybe even enough instructions that it would be an independent activity for the child. So yeah, I encourage you to consider that. Try your hand at something new. Everybody has a water bottle, right?
Yes. I don't leave home without mine.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. It's very, mm-hmm. very rare when you don't see kids at school without a water bottle. Mm-hmm. So have a, you know, something you're going to use anyway. So
might as well do it. You got an illustration here on the flyer you sent me. And these are pretty nice, and it's nice to kind of have something that's both decorative and practical.
Yes.
Kind of working together, right?
Exactly. Yep. And it can be entered as a 4-H project, obviously. The mm-hmm. information for how to enter the 4-H project is on there as well. But obviously a lot of just different skills that are incorporated, right? You have your creativity, fine mm-hmm. motor skills, just a lot of, you know, lifelong skills that you're going to need to build mm-hmm. anyway. So
engages the brain. We need to do more
Correct.
Of that, too. We stare at screens so much and scroll and all that. So this lets your creative side and another aspect of your brain power go to work. And it's fairly inexpensive. $6 a kit. And if you want to do both the bracelet and the, what do they call it, for the water bottle, paracord water bottle handle, if you want to do them both, it's $12. So it's, I mean, it's a little investment, but it's not going to take a big chunk out of your budget.
No, so. Try to keep it fairly economical. Mm-hmm. So,
8 and up is the recommended age on these, mm-hmm. and you say limited slots available. So, and then May 3rd, you said, is the cutoff.
Mm-hmm.
May 4th. Do they need to stop by your office?
No, not only to pick it up, you can register online. So head to our Facebook page, you'll see the flyer there. Or you can just shoot me an email and I can give you the link to register.
It is go.unl.edu/v2gz.
Correct. Right?
That's the link if you want to go online. What's your Facebook page?
Lincoln Nugget McPherson County 4-H.
Okay. So if they just type that in, they can go to your Facebook page and sign up there. Your number out there is 532-2683. If they have a question, they want to talk to you personally, or they can email you, Caitlin, spelled C-A-I-T-L-Y-N, dot Jacobson, same way our senator spells it, J-A-C-O-B-S-O-N, right? Mm-hmm. Are you related?
Well, you're Mike not related. You're, yeah, no. Okay.
Jacobson's a fairly common name. So I didn't think so either. At unl.edu is your email address there. So how have these been catching on since you introduced these take-home
projects? It's very, it fluctuates, right? Mm-hmm. Depending on the project month by month. November, December were very popular, just because I think families have more time at home, right? Yeah. Something, parents want something else for their kids to do at home. But mm-hmm. Again, these don't have to be done in the month of May. Maybe you want to hold on to it and you can come back to it, a couple months later.
Because as you said, you can use it as a project to show.
Yes, right? You can get it done in time for fair, or you can do it after fair. Just because you register for a project, you do mm-hmm. not have to be enrolled in 4-H, and it is not a requirement that you do enter at fair. But it's always nice to get some recognition for your work, have something to mm-hmm. work towards. Everybody, even adults, like something to motivate them to get it finished mm-hmm. and to work towards. So
yeah. Take advantage of it.
Yes.
We're visiting with Caitlin Jacobson, 4-H Youth Development Extension Educator for Lincoln, Logan, McPherson Counties. And you wanted to talk about something else coming up.
Yeah. So I'd be remiss if I didn't mention it's that time of year. Summer is just around the corner, and we always offer a variety of summer workshops. This year, we do have 8 summer workshops that we are offering. Those can all be found on our website at llm.unl.edu. You can register online there. There's a couple that you do need to call the office to register, but just a couple. We have Building Better Babysitters, right? So if you have a child that is, 12 or older and interested in maybe starting a babysitting business, that is something that we offer as well, kind of trains them. Okay. We do have a medical professional come in and give just a very basic kind of CPR overview. You mm-hmm. get to go home with little trinkets to take with you when you babysit, kind of a kit that you take with you, activities that you can have on hand to take with you to babysit kids, mm-hmm. Kind of go over the overview of just ages and stages, right? What is developmentally appropriate? How we make snacks, mm-hmm. teach the youth how to make snacks for the youth that they're babysitting. So a lot in that workshop. Fairy Garden Workshop, there's a STEM Rocket Building Workshop, there is a Get Crackin' Workshop where you get to make homemade crackers.
All right.
Yeah, and then a Wooden Family Heritage Project, so you get to make a little decorative wooden family project based on your own family and talk a little bit about your family heritage. And there's a Smart Sense workshops talking about financial literacy. We make piggy banks. We do collages, trying to make it very engaging. And then for our younger kiddos, there is a Clover Kid Day Camp. And that is for ages 5 to 7. 2 separate days, right? You can register mm-hmm. for one day or the other day. That's June 24th and 25th. And always have a lot of fun 4-H projects to do there. And then we always do offer tractor safety. So if you have any youth that you plan to have out in the fields this summer, that's always a good one mm-hmm. to get them, that they're trained and they know how to be safe when they're out in the field in the tractors this summer.
Definitely.
So, a lot of a wide variety of offerings mm-hmm. this summer, but you can find all the information on our website as well. Just very excited to get kids registered.
You betcha. We're on the cusp of the summer season and gearing up for the fair, and Lots of things going on, for
yes.
sure. Repeat the website again.
Yeah, our website is llm.unl.edu.
Okay. LLM for Lincoln Logan McPherson Counties.
Yes.
So there you go. They can always call down there, 532-2683, and get directed where they need to go to get their question answered, for sure. Well, I think these are all good things, and a big part of your job is visiting schools.
Yeah, right? Yeah. We were just talking off the air. Mm-hmm. I'm just wrapping up my school enrichment season. During the school year, basically, I start in September and mm-hmm. I go through beginning of May. I do a lot of different programs in the school. 4-H has four different focus areas. We do egg literacy. So right now is very heavy on embryology. We've been hatching some chicks in classrooms.
Out of my league.
yeah. We had about 18 different classrooms this year for embryology, and we're doing.
Do you actually bring the chicks?
We bring an incubator, and we set the eggs
kidding.
In there, and the kids get to learn how, you know, the process of
really
embryology,
cool.
right? They get from beginning to the end, they get to learn how, what the eggs need, the humidity levels that the eggs need, right, and why they need to have that humidity level, rotate, talk about, you know, when you're in, you know, in, mm-hmm. in real life, when the eggs mm-hmm. would be with the hen, the hen would be rotating the egg with their feet, and all these
no
different
kidding.
Things.
No kidding, I didn't know that. Huh.
Yeah.
So you have
yeah.
to rotate the
you
egg,
You have to rotate
huh?
the eggs and huh. keep them at a certain temperature. They learn all those things. They have a little record sheet that they keep track so they know when it was checked. So the teachers are really great about getting the students involved in those kind of activities. We focus on egg literacy. I do a lot of health and wellness and college and career success. So I do a program called Health Rocks, which is kind of all about drug and substance youth prevention, mm-hmm. substance abuse prevention, along with just mental wellness. So just strategies for stress reducers, things like that in schools.
Very practical things.
Yes.
Needed. Much
yep.
needed.
And I do a program called Next Chapter in the schools, with high school youth, getting just, again, life skills, talking about study skills, time management, a lot of different just basic topics. Money management is one of them. Lots of great programs. That's what I focus on a lot through September, through around this time, about the beginning of May. Mm-hmm. And then everything's a cycle, right? Then I transition into summertime. We do our summer workshops. We go into Kids Club every week during the summer. We're involved in Nebraska Land Days. And then, of course, July and August is our county fair, and then into state fair, and then do it all over again.
Yeah. And it probably goes faster every year. Huh?
Yeah. So, and it is National Volunteer Week, so I have to just, it would be remiss not to give a shout out to all of our volunteers, because 4-H is a almost solely volunteer-run organization. So everything from club leaders, there are some volunteers that help, like at our school and trip program, Animals Inside Out, we have volunteers that come in and they bring animals, live animals for the kids to interact with.
I bet you they enjoy that.
So, yes. So there is a lot that we would not be able to do without our volunteers. So club leaders, 4-H council members, project leaders, all sorts of different types of volunteers that we just need to make our 4-H program run. So we're very appreciative of our volunteers.
Yep. Yeah. All things run better with volunteers, and there's a lot of people that do step up and give of their time very generously.
Yes,
right?
Yep. I mean, countless hours. If we counted up all the hours our volunteers put in, it would astound you.
Be in the thousands, wouldn't it?
If not more, yeah.
Tens of thousands?
Yes,
maybe?
Yeah.
On and on and on. Well, Caitlin, we thank you so much for stopping by this morning, talking about these things, and again, just a review with the bracelets. If they wanted that kit, they can pick it up or sign up online for that. Do they have to stop by to
get you don't the have kit? To stop. Yep. So you will have to physically come into the office to pick up your
pick
kit,
up the kit,
but you can register online.
Just register online, and that was go.unl.edu/v2gz. There you go. I suppose they could go to the main website and do a search for bracelets or something, and they get to the right spot, too, if they don't want to remember that. But $6 a kit. $12 if you want to make both the handle for your water bottle and the bracelets. If you want to do both, that's $12. So there you go. I think we have productive ways to stay busy. Some of the things we do to stay busy maybe aren't that productive. It's nice to have that creative outlet for sure. And we thank you again. Have a good rest of your week, and probably next time we see you, you'll be gearing up for the fair.
Yes, thank you for having me.